Welcome everyone.
欢迎大家。
圣诞节过得怎么样啊？
How was your Christmas?
So, do you guys eat too much?
吃太多吗？
So sometimes we eat to the next meal, you need to confess to the Lord.
下次吃饭的时候要向地上唱。
But I'm very proud this Christmas I had very good self-control.
但我这个圣诞节呢，我有很好的控制力。
So that's wonderful. I hope everybody enjoy also have after the Christmas, you still have a wonderful body and stomach.
我希望大家就是在圣诞节之后还是有很好的身体。
Sometimes knowingly or unknowingly, we forgot some discipline.
很多时候，有时的时候，我们会忘记就是自我控制。
I remember I used to do a lot of exercise, but a few years ago, when I went back to China to visit my parents, I had no time to do exercise.
那我以前呢，常常运动。有一段时间我回国，我那段时间就没有运动。
When I landed in Beijing, started feasting. My nephew, my sister, everybody started having a big feast.
那我到了北京以后呢，我和我的家人，我的亲戚就开始吃饭，吃宴席。
And later, I found I couldn't button my pants.
那我最后发现我都没有办法把我的腰带扣起来。
I said that's a problem.
我说哦，这是一个问题了。
So we need to remind ourselves.
是我们要常常的提醒我们自己。
To discipline.
要就是discipline.
Discipline is one of the self-discipline is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那就是九个果子，圣灵的果子，其中一个就是self-control.
Which is in the Bible.
这是圣经里的。
We talk a lot about freedom, joy.
那我们讲很多关于自由跟喜乐。
But we still need to know self-discipline is also a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那我们要知道自律也是圣灵其中的一个果子。
So when we know the Lord, when we grow with the Lord, we have freedom, but also with discipline.
那我们认识神，我们有自由，但是我们也可以控制我们自己。
There's a book written by a famous preacher called William Dillard. The name of the book is Celebration of Discipline.
那其中就是有一本神学的书叫做自控的。
要为纪律而庆祝。
哦，要为纪律而庆祝。
Because this is the days and the age, people don't talk about discipline.
那因为这个时代，很多人我们都不太讲这方面。
But everybody knows sooner or later, without discipline.
但是就是在将来，如果我们没有自控的话
，you can accomplish nothing.
你就什么都完成不了。
So we really thank God for the Holy Spirit. He will build discipline us.
那我们就是谢谢圣灵在我们的里面，可以帮助我们有自律。
Talking about discipline, I recently had listened to some wonderful stories.
那将关于这方面，我最近听了一些美好的见证。
Few days ago, I had a meal with a friend. He was talking about training dogs.
那我前段时间跟一个朋友在吃饭，他就讲怎么样来就是训练狗。
不好意思，我用中文讲。中文讲 OK。I had speaking Mandarin。他就说，他在做工的那个人家里面有一只狗呢。这个狗是非常特别的，他不喜欢人家把它当宠物，它是工作狗，它一定要工作。
So they had a dog this is a very special dog.The dog doesn't want to be treated as a pet, but rather as a working dog, like a guiding dog.
所以你必须要给他命令。
So you have to give the dog commands.
所以让他坐起来，站起来，该吃不该吃。
Yeah, sit down, stand up, and then roll over.
他喜欢在外面替你工作。
And the dog likes to work for the owner.
但是呢，因为这个主人他要回台湾去，他要把这个狗呢送给一个好人家。
Because the family owner needs to go back to Taiwan, so they are giving away this dog.
但是呢，他希望这个人懂得去训练这个狗，懂得去用这个狗。
But the hope is that the new owner will know how to guide this dog.
因为他说他这个狗如果人家不懂的时候呢，把它当宠物呢， 最后他就不听命令了。
Because if the new owner does not know that the dog doesn't want to be a pet, if they treat the dog as a pet, then later on this dog will not be able to listen to commands.
所以有的人呢就希望这种狗他一起睡觉啊忙啊这样，最后你要让他做事情他就不做了。
So if you treat the dog as a pet and then let pet them and stuff like that, the dog will not be working for you later on.
后来确实有这样的事情发生，这种狗呢，它抗家抗得非常好。你讲朋友来不叫，它就不叫。
So this kind of dog is a very good guiding watchdog. So if some friend of yours came and you told them not to bark, they would not bark at those of your friends.
但是呢你如果跟他太熟了不去训练他的时候呢最后你讲话的不停你的朋友来他就扑上去。
So, but if you do not train the dog properly, so he will not listen to your commands, and he may even jump on one of your friends.
而且这种狗呢很厉害很犟的那这会伤害人。
It's a quite violent dog, so it might bring some...
所以这就讲到这个纪律。
So that's what we talked about discipline.
那很特别，神造狗也很特别。
So even this is one of the things that God made inside a dog.
神造人就很特别。
So how much more special that we are as a.
那我们这种纪律呢，我们需要来学习。
But we need to learn how to discipline ourselves.
感谢主，神给我们一个自由的意志，但是呢，同时也让我们向神学习，来彼此来学习。
So we praise the Lord that He gave us the free will, but we also need to learn from each other from God.
那最好的希望就是我们的孩子，包括我们自己呢，能够很喜乐的去学习。
So our hope is that for our children and for ourselves to learn enjoying.
这样的话，那你在纪律的同时呢，你很enjoy 你自己的享受。
So you will enjoy while you discipline yourselves.
对，今天呢，我们的邓肯弟兄来讲道，大家都请他上。
So we gotta invite Brother Duncan to come and share.
再稍微的提一下，就是下个礼拜我们请这个老牧师卡尔牧师会来做见证。
So next week we're gonna invite a senior pastor Cal to come and share.
我提到过就是他是那种树的 Oxford 的种树的那个牧师。
He's the one who plants trees in Oxford.
很特别，他讲这个他的生计起色啊，在非洲怎么样来传福音啊，很多物质上供应啊，真的像小说一样。
So the story that he told us about how he encountered signs and wonders while he was ministering to people in Africa.And it sounds like a lot of times it sounds like a fiction, but it's very interesting.
It's true. 所以你见到他的时候呢，你就知道这个人真的有神的同在。
So when you see him, you will know that God, he is with God.
他八十多岁。
He's in his 80s.
但是非常的活泼。
But he's still very active.
非常的健壮。
Very strong.
非常的愿意做事情。
And he's willing to work.
就是。亲朋好友来听他的见证。
So you can invite your friends and family to come next week and listen to his testimony.
我那次见他面的时候，我说我到八十岁的时候要像你一样。
Last time I saw him, I told him that I want to be like him when I'm in my 80s.
他是八十多岁。
He's in his 80s.
所以呢，你看到虽然是你想像是一个老年人，但是呢，你看到他这种活力，这样的年轻人都会羡慕。
So even though he's in his old age, but when you see the way he is, you will even envy as a young man.
因为神真的和他同在。
Because God is with him.
很大的爱心。
He has a great heart of love.
现在他种树的那块地呢，也是一个神迹，他会讲。
And he also the field that he plants trees is also a miracle from God.
他现在种的每一棵树呢，卖钱以后他就。把这个资金送到非洲去。
So every tree that he sold, he will put the money into the ministry in Africa.
对，他也教我很多东西。
And he also taught me a lot of things.
感谢神，我们为此来祷告。
And we'll pray for that.
那很特别的就是，我最近接触一些人，我想邀请他们来做见证的，都是既非常爱主、服侍主，又在职场上面和 很有成就的。
So, recently the people that I have encountered, they are not only serving the Lord, but they also serving the Lord in their careers, fields, like in their occupation.
所以大概二月份、三月份、四月份、五月份都有讲员会有。
So February, March, April, and May, we will all invite these people to come.
那其中一位呢，他是原来在这个中国武警部队的参谋长。
So one of them will be is a person that working in a police force in China.
这个 special force.
Special
force. 就是特种部队的参谋长。
Okay.
他在这个缉毒啊这些过程里面，就是把那个手枪上上子弹，开始埋伏，就这样干的。
A lot of times he will load his gun and to fight for drug dealers.
那就是在海港上，就是。但是呢，他更是有很深的这个经历。
But he has a very deep relationship with God.
因为他的太太呢，就是先经历神以后，生命极大的改变。他看到祝福临到他的家。
Because his wife has a dramatic change after she met the Lord, so the signs and miracles are in his family.
所以他以前见证，他就哎呀，真是太棒了。
Every time he talks about God, he says, "Oh, how great he is."
哎呀，真是奇迹
！It's a miracle。
你想想，一个特种部队的参谋长，拿了枪干的人，今天那么爱主。
Just imagine a person that in a special force with a gun, and he will be a person like he is today.
还有一位我要请的呢，他是一个建筑公司的老板。
Another person that I'm going to invite is a president of a construction company.
他非常清楚他的护照。
And he knows his calling.
他说神呼召我做这个事情。
He said, "Oh, God called me into this."
他也是一位牧师。
He is also a pastor.
他在牧羊教会。
And he's pastoring a church.
他任何的公司的聚会呢，都以这个敬拜赞美开始。
So all of his office meetings will start with a worship.
他的见证就是他非常清楚，非常笃定，这是耶稣基督要他做的。
So his testimony is that he knows for sure that this is what he was called to do.
也有很多的这个奇迹发生。
And of course, a lot of miracles go with that.
因为他非常笃定神的呼召在他。
Because he knows for sure what his calling is.
所以也就请这一些人，大家要祷告，还有其他的一些人来给大家做见证，就是服侍主。还有呢，在职场上生大大的祝福。
So pray for these people, and then there are more people like that, like them who are working for the Lord in their own occupations.
包括我们的丹肯弟兄也是。
Including our brother Duncan.
所以今天让他上来讲他的领受。
So then invite
him. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Kevin, and everyone who serves here. 谢谢你们每一个人摆上的服饰。